Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Joanne Cantwell, thank you very much indeed. Now, 51551 for your texts. Women earning more than €35,000 annually are most at risk of their babies having fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD. FASD is an umbrella term for conditions which can be caused by drinking alcohol while pregnant. Dr. Mary O'Mahony is a consultant in public health medicine at the HSE with expertise in FASD, and she joins me now. Dr. O'Mahony, you're very welcome to the programme. Explain to me a little bit, first of all, what FASD is.
Well, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is a permanent brain damage, lifelong brain damage, resulting from fetal exposure to alcohol while it's growing in the womb. And basically, it may be visible at birth in about 10% of cases, but mostly it goes undiagnosed. And often children with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, the milder cases, they might kind of appear as normal in preschool age, but by the time they get to about fourth and fifth class of national school, when they start trying to deal with problem solving, maths, money, time, language, that's when the true extent of their difficulties will manifest.
Okay.
So persons with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, they can have physical, mental and social difficulties, educational difficulties and behavioural difficulties. So it's a very serious condition.
Is it common in Ireland?
Well, Ireland is judged to have the third highest rate internationally. And the reason why we have such a high rate is because drinking in pregnancy is actually the social norm in Ireland, and we have a very high alcohol intake as a population. Our alcohol per capita is 10.2 litres per person aged 15 and over.
How much drinking could cause this in pregnancy?
Well, they say there's no safe amount and no safe time to drink alcohol during pregnancy. There was a landmark study in The Lancet some years ago, and that found that it only takes 13 women to drink alcohol during pregnancy for a child to be born with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Mm. Now, that's an average risk. If you drink less, you know, your risk is less than that. And if you drink more, you'd have a higher risk than that of having a child with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So they estimate that about 4.75% of all Irish babies might be born with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And the 95% confidence interval is 2.8 to 7.3. So we could have about 7% of all our children being born in Ireland with the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.
And so, you've been looking at this, Mary, for years, and you have a particular expertise in this area. Has the social and economic backgrounds of those affected changed over the years?
No, I suppose the social and economic background hasn't changed. It's just that it's not well understood. So basically, professional women who earn more than 35,000 per annum, as you said earlier, they have enough disposable income that they would always have alcohol present at home. And they may well be in the habit of having alcohol on a regular basis. And then the group that are next at risk are those who tend to binge drink. And that tends to be third level students and lower socioeconomic group, that they would have a binge drink, would say, as their normal mode of drinking when they would go out.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, alcohol is an unusual compound in that it's both water-soluble and lipid-soluble. So it can cross all biological membranes without difficulty. And when a woman who's pregnant drinks, the level of alcohol in her blood, you know, goes across the placenta, and the same level of alcohol is achieved in the blood of the fetus.
Oh, goodness. So what you drink, the baby drinks, is that it?
Exactly what you drink, the baby drinks. And then from about 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy, the baby in the womb swallows amniotic fluid and excretes it. So that actually gives, and some, you know, alcohol will be excreted in the baby's urine unchanged. Mm-hmm. So that gives a recycle of alcohol within the womb and prolongs the exposure.
You're keen to point out, Dr. O'Mahony, though, that this is an alcohol problem and not a woman's problem. Is that right?
Yes, because it's not a woman's problem. You know, the World Health Organization has found that about 24% of alcohol is drunk by women and 76% is drunk by men. And that's both globally in Europe and in Ireland as well. So it isn't that women are the big drinkers, even though, you know, drinking in women has increased over time. But we just don't get a consistent message that they shouldn't be drinking during pregnancy. I mean, most women, all women virtually, they give up whatever they think they need to give up during pregnancy. Some give up coffee, they give up different soft cheeses, different, you know, to try to protect the baby. And no mother sets out to harm their unborn child. And most women, if they knew that they should try to abstain from alcohol during pregnancy, they would. But it's not that simple, because 40% of our pregnancies are unplanned. So a woman may well be drinking when she's pregnant and she wouldn't even know that she is pregnant. Mm-hmm. And it's because alcohol use is just so prevalent to our society.
Yeah.
Do you know, if you, any family event, you know, anytime you go out, you're offered alcohol. And even, you know, if somebody calls to your home, and or if you go out to somebody's home and they offer you alcohol, when they come to your home, you feel you need to offer them alcohol as well. So it's because we have such a high...
prevalent. And also, am I right in saying this, that up until recent years, even pregnant women were told by doctors that a small glass of wine with dinner, maybe once a week, was no harm. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're right in saying that. That was said, and it was kind of said, you know, to help them relax or whatever. Or even in the past, you know, if women, you know, they often can become anemic during pregnancy, and sometimes taking oral iron is difficult to tolerate. Mm-hmm. And people were kind of recommended maybe to have the half pint to sit out. But we know more now, Cormac,
yeah.
You know, and we know that no amount of alcohol in pregnancy is safe. I mean, a risk of 1 in 13 is a very high risk.
Very high,
but
yeah.
The best way that we could reduce the number of cases of FASD is if we can bring our population's alcohol per capita down.
Generally.
You know, if...
Yeah,
generally.
But that's the overriding message, I suppose. But the takeaway message is, if you know you are pregnant, absolutely no alcohol. Is that's as simple as that?
It's as simple as that. And, you know, if you are pregnant, you know, it's never too late to stop drinking alcohol, because it's a dose-related effect and you're reducing the dose that the fetus will get. And we know that even adults who've had years of heavy drinking have alcohol-acquired injury, if they manage to go off alcohol and abstain, you can see some recovery in their brain. So we have to assume that the fetus in the womb as well, you know, if the alcohol stops, will start to recover as well.
Okay,
and
that's
do
very
well.
Hopeful. Okay. Thank you very much indeed, Mary, for joining us on the programme. Dr. Mary O'Mahony, Consultant in Public Health Medicine at the HSE.